Let's start Black Clover, guys. It's been a while. This is the Anime Podcast and your host, Shane. Let's talk about the latest chapter of Black Clover. I've missed a lot of chapters, you know. I'm going to be giving my theories on a few things. But for now, let's, you know, review the latest chapter. Now, as you know, the previous chapter left off where we get to see a little bit of the backstory of the anti-magic demon. You know, they gave us his name. I don't know how to pronounce his name. But yeah, he had his name. And from what it seems like Asta mother grew him. You know, that's the working theory right now. You know, we saw her abandon a child. You know, it also would have, if this the woman is a person that's Asta's mother, it would also explain why he's kind of mannerless. You know, it is said that her ability is to absorb the mana and possible life force of anything around her, right? So living people cannot live around her. It might have been the case where she absorbed most of Asta's mana and possibly realized that if she don't get Asta away from her, he would lose his life. You know, she would also even go on to absorb his life force. So the anti-magic demon was a perfect person, our child, our you know, entity to be a runner. You know, he was immune to her whatever powers, you could call it powers or curse. You know, it's more like a curse. And so she raised him like a child, right? So that's where we left off. But Asta was faced off against him, you know. So right now they're fighting for domination over Asta's body, because, you know, that's just the law when it comes to spirituality. You know, when there's a consciousness that's without a body, like a demon, you know, in most demonic folklores or most spiritual folklores, you know, as when a spirit possesses someone, you know, they have to, you know, there's a fight of control over the body. No, this is nothing new. It's let's call it the spiritual law. So this isn't really cliche, you know. Most people think it's a cliche thing for Black Clover to do. Oh, he's doing it like Naruto. Actually, Naruto is not the first to do it. This is nothing new, you know. So it seems cliche, but it's not cliche for being cliche's sake. It's more like following the law. It's like a physics law, then, you know. It's what's natural, you could say. Right. So Asta is facing off against the anti-magic demon in order to gain superiority and bring his power under complete subjugation so that he can use it at his disposal at will, you know, and also gain a stronger, you know, a way to fully control the anti-magic demon powers. And the anti-magic demon is also happy to get this chance because he wants to get a body. Now, what we see is that he had a previous body before, but from the discussion that we got in this manga, it seems like he no longer can manifest his physical body, because, you know, he said something about when he was trapped in the Grimoire, he was, you know, I'll definitely kill him. And then he said something like, okay, a human got the Grimoire, I will no longer be able to get a physical body, something to that effect, right? So it seems that he can no longer escape the Grimoire, at least not right now. There's no way right now. He doesn't know any way. As a matter of fact, he was pretty young and uneducated about magic and all of that because he didn't have any magic. So he don't know any possible way to get out of it. And it seems like this was a magic that was completely exclusive to Asta mother, at least currently. That's all we know about. And so it seems that he needs Asta's body. Is the only vessel he has right now to possess. The only thing he can do now is possess Asta's body in order to exact his revenge against the devil Lucifer and all of them. So that is where we are now. They're fighting for control of Asta's body. Now, what I want to speak, and so that pretty much sums up. Now, let me give you some more information to completely cover the review of this chapter, the recap. So, you know, the anti-magic demon said something to us like, oh, how are you going to win this fight? You only have one arm, you are mannerless. You know, you cannot use my anti-magic powers, right? And Asta was saying that, come on. Like, Asta plus the bystander, the vice captain of the Black Bulls, is saying that the special thing about Asta, at least right now in facing the anti-magic demon, is that he doesn't have any magic. The anti-magic demon is power is to nullify magic. So Asta is like the perfect opponent for me, because Asta is not using magic to fight. You know, he's using what he's always used, his physical body. You know, he has trained his physical body to peak conditions. You know, he's muscular, he's strong, because that's what he had to do when he realized that he didn't have magic, you know. And even when he had the anti-magic demon, he always trained his body, because he used swords, you know, and not like he could use mana blast and those things. So he always had to rely on his physical body. Again, this is not an ass pull. However, I do I'm also feeling a little worried, but more on that later, right? So Asta was saying that, yo, it's not going to be easy as you think to defeat me, Anti-Magic Demon, right? And that's true, because again, Asta has trained his body. It's all he has ever had. It's all he has ever had to rely on. You know, don't have mana. He can't, you know, he can't even use his broom. Can't fly on a broom like a proper witch or mage, you know. So he's always had to rely on his body. And so he's letting the Anti-Magic Demon know that, listen, this isn't going to be as easy as you think, right? This isn't going to be as easy as you would like to think. So, yeah. And so, they continue to fight, and it seems like Asta... Well, we know that Asta is going to win. Plot armor, he has to win. However, and this is the problem that I say that I was going to left to later, I do not want this fight to be concluded so easily. I don't want, because if it is concluded too easily without a proper solution, it's going to make it seem as if the Anti-Magic demon is not some big threat. You know, I know he's not some big threat. You know, there's this demon devil who is supposed to be stronger than a human, theoretically speaking, even though he don't have any mana, right? And he has all this hatred that he needs to unleash upon both humans and devil, but mostly devils, because they are the one that rob him of what is happiness. You know, he found happiness. Despite his hardships that he faced when he was young, he indeed found happiness. And so now he wants to exact revenge and do the Lucifer and our devils. You know, the devils for his childhood, and Lucifer specifically, who's also a devil, for robbing him of his mother, right? So I'm hoping the creator doesn't just rush to quickly settle this fight, you know, resulting in people losing respect for the Anti-Magic Demon, thinking that it's easy for Asta to defeat him. I think I would prefer if he move along the lines of emotion, an emotional defeat, where it's a thing where Asta can, for instance, take on the Anti-Magic Demon hatred and, you know, and absorb all of it and say, you know what, I'm going to carry on this mission for you. Like Asta kind of made mention of that, right? I said, listen, I will take it on for you and thing, right? I would love it if it could be revealed. I don't know how it would be revealed. I know if, you know, that Asta is possible his brother, technically speaking, not blood related, but, you know, Asta biological mother was his adopted mother. Right, so it would be better, at least for me, both emotionally wise and other and strategically wise, to not let Anti-Magic Demon look weak if he use that emotional side to quell the Anti-Magic Demon and, you know, allow him to be subjugated by Asta so that they can work together as brothers, you know, to bring about get revenge for their mother and all of that. That's my angle. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I think would be more pleasing. But, you know, as usual, we are all human beings. We are unique creatures. What I might think to be entertaining and plausible might not make someone else very squeamish and call it boring. So that's where I'm at. That's what I think. So that's it. That's just a quick recap. You know, I'm not going to too much details. I'm going to be coming up with a few more theories going forward. You know, again, a lot of information has dropped. You know, it's also allowing me to look back at the manga with fresh eyes, you know, and say, oh, whoa, okay, right? So stay tuned to some of those. And I know it's been a while, but thank you guys for stopping in. You know, it's been COVID, man. COVID is mashing up everything, man. I had to go to work, you know, I can't really focus on this podcasting as I would like, because you know, things is hard for everyone. So anyway, thank you guys for always supporting the podcast. For those of you who listen more than once, if this is your first time, I would love it if you subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to this, you know, follow us. And for those of you who are in a position that can offer any financial support to the podcast, you can do so. There's a link normally in the description, you know, where you can, you know, give a monthly stipend or a one-time stipend. You know, that would be greatly appreciated. Anyway, thanks for this, guys. I'll see you guys in the next anime podcast episode. Goodbye.